Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. I am your host, Diane Sorensen, certified life coach, hypnotherapy practitioner, mother, grandmother, and human fascinated with behavior and how to live our best life. My goal is to offer you another perspective, to see behavior in ourselves, our children, and others from another angle. This podcast is for anyone who wants to feel more connected in their relationships. It's for anyone who feels the pull for something more. It's for parents and those who are not. This podcast is for anyone who wants to take a deeper look, because this is where we talk about breaking generational patterns and outdated cultural beliefs, cultivating deeper connections in our life, and leading our life with more confidence and clarity. And I believe that's when beautiful behavior comes into focus. You can learn more about my process, me, and the three different ways in which beautiful behavior could come into focus for you at my website at dianesorensen.net. That's dianesorensen.net. Okay, listeners, let's go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. I am so glad that you are here joining me, and I thought I would stay in the spirit of the holidays by having a episode about the best gift that I have ever received. And so what is that? The best gift that one of the best gifts that I have received in my life is having healthy boundaries in my life. So one of the best gifts I've ever received is boundaries. And I know you're probably like, oh my gosh, she's talking about these boundaries again. And you're going to hear me talking about boundaries often because, and here is why, because I really want others to understand the true meaning of boundaries. So it was such a gift to me when I was able to have an understanding of what boundaries really are, like the true meaning of boundaries. And I have been on, you know, a self-discovery journey, a self-development journey for quite a few years. And it wasn't until really just a few years ago that I started learning about boundaries, because of all these years of self-development, nobody was saying, let's work on boundaries, or this is what boundaries are. So nobody was teaching me about boundaries, like using the word boundaries. And I didn't understand as I was going on this self-development journey, or self-discovery journey, as I like to call it, that I was actually learning how to have boundaries, but it wasn't being presented to me as that these are boundaries. So, you know, it was things like how to create space for myself, how to spend some time with myself, doing some self-reflection, having a morning routine and an evening routine, you know. And what this was doing was it was teaching me the practice of honoring myself, which is what boundaries help us do. So, you know, boundaries offer us a gift. And the gift of boundaries is that we learn to fill ourselves up with self-respect, self-esteem, self-love, self-worth. So we feel respected, we feel loved and worthy of the life we truly want and want to live. Boundaries give us the gift of our wholeness, of discovering that we are whole. And that is really what beautiful behavior is all about. It's our journey to wholeness. So boundaries are also about considering how I feel about things, like how I actually feel, not how I think I'm supposed to feel. You know, have you ever asked, you know, said to yourself things like, you know, I'm upset. I don't know why I'm upset. I don't know why I'm so upset. I shouldn't be so upset about this. Or, you know, I'm feeling sad. I don't know why I'm feeling sad. I just wish I could get over it. And boundaries really give us permission to discover and, you know, sit with what is this about? It's something is getting, wanting to have our attention, right? It's saying there's something here for you to discover or revisit, process. So it's not about judging how I feel. It's really about noticing. And I love the tool of noticing, because noticing means just allowing myself to see it, to be with it, without attaching a story to it, without judging it. And it's not just discovering how I feel, but also where I feel it. Like where I feel it in my body. And I had no idea when I started my self-discovery journey, one thing of how I felt, but certainly of where I felt it in my body. Like I had no idea, because I was, you know, just used to unconsciously and automatically using coping skills to numb out. You know, and I often tell the story of how I had two feelings, happy and mad, and I didn't feel them. I acted them out. And sad? No. Sad was not even in the picture. I was either happy and everybody knew it, or I was mad and everybody knew it. So the first boundary that I ever learned was to self-regulate, to have a relationship with my own emotions, meaning to pay attention to how I was treating myself, how I talked to myself, and how I abandoned my own needs to serve other people's needs, to serve others at my own expense. And what boundaries do is they help us honor the needs of all. Boundaries point us in the direction of honoring ourselves so that we can genuinely and honestly honor others, not doing it to keep the peace so that I don't get triggered. So one of the greatest skills I have learned with boundaries is owning my own feelings, the desired ones and the undesired ones. To have healthy boundaries, we must know how we feel in our body. To have boundaries, we must be willing to feel our emotions in order to own and work with them and step out of the drama. So much drama is created when we try to avoid all upset, right? Peacekeeping, making sure everyone's happy is a coping skill that keeps us stuck. It's a barrier, actually, to connected relationships. Because what we're doing, rather than having our own boundaries and in honoring our own self, our own feelings, and owning that, we are trying to control and manage somebody else's experience. We're trying to care for their emotions. And really, we're doing it so that we stay comfortable, so that we don't have, so we don't get triggered and have feelings, because that's really what a trigger is. It is emotions moving in our body. Emotions are energy in motion, and it creates an uncomfortable feeling. And as a child, it was usually because we were in trouble and it didn't feel safe. And we've carried that into adulthood. And now it is creating barriers for our further growth. And it's creating blocks to where we really want to go. It's creating blocks and barriers to what we actually want to create in our life. And it's all held in the subconscious. So this work with boundaries is about bringing the unconscious to the conscious to be worked with. And that's when we can create healthy boundaries. And it gives us the gift of freedom. And I say this out of experience, from not knowing what boundaries were and not having really any boundaries that I was conscious of. I wasn't consciously setting boundaries. The things I did have were just things I was doing because I was told to do them. They weren't necessarily true for me, and some of them might have been, but I was doing them because that's what I was supposed to do. Boundaries is not about what you're supposed to do. And I think this gets so confusing because our traditional Western culture, we learn that, you know, everything is judged right and wrong. There's everything is either good or it's bad, it's right or it's wrong. And so when we look through that lens, we're like, well, what's the right boundaries? What's the right way to do this? How am I supposed to do that? And boundaries is a journey that you go on. It is not something that you're supposed to do or a place you arrive at. Now I have all the right boundaries. Everything's great. Everything's peaceful and calm. But what it does is it gives you a feeling on the inside of peaceful and calm. And so that you can navigate the, you know, chaos and drama that are external, because there's always going to be conflict. People are going to have their own drama. But here's the thing. You don't have to be in their drama. And that, again, is what I have experienced. And it's so freeing that I no longer am a part of the drama. I mean, there's drama going on all around me. But I navigate it in a way that I don't have to take on that energy. I don't have to step into the drama. And sometimes I do. And then, you know, I do recognize it after a bit. I'm like, whoops, I'm in the drama. So let me course correct here. But power struggles and drama are no longer really a part of my life. And they used to be a huge part of my life. And boundaries has paved the way for me. And so this is why I talk about boundaries, because I really do want people to know the true meaning. And this made such an impact in my life that I am now a certified boundary coach. So if you are ready in the new year to know and experience the true meaning of boundaries and feel more connected, calm, and peaceful in your relationships, then fill out an application. That's the first step. If you truly want change in your life and you truly are ready to take action, then fill out the application, because I'm looking for those who are ready to do the work. And if you take the time to fill out an application, that's the first step to saying, I'm committed. I am ready to create this change in my life. So I will put the link to the application in the show notes, but you can also find it on my website at dianesorensen.net. dianesorensen.net. And give yourself the best gift, and it is a gift that keeps on giving. So from my heart to yours, happy holidays, everyone, whatever that means for you. Thank you for tuning in to the Beautiful Behavior Podcast. If you enjoyed today's show or previous shows, I would so appreciate you subscribing and leaving a review. I am so grateful for all of you listeners who are joining me here for these conversations, because I believe it's through these type of conversations that we start to shift the paradigm, creating a more loving and compassionate world. I hope you will join me here each week as we discover new ways to show up in our lives and create a bigger impact. And if you are ready to take this to the next level, head on over to my website at dianesorensen.net. Again, that's dianesorensen.net. Get on my calendar and see how you can be supported, and if we're a good fit, so that you can get out of survival and into thrival. Change is possible, and I've got you.